in John chapter 8, verse 31. Jesus tells some people that have believed in him that in order to be true disciples, they must abide in his word. What does it mean to abide in his word? Well, some people may tell you that what this means is that we must stay in God's word, the Bible. We must know it, we must continue in it, read it, believe it. Don't hear what I'm not saying. I think all of those things are good things and needed thing in the believer's life. But if that's the proof of being a disciple, then what do you do with all the believers who do not have a copy of the Bible in their language? Someone has come to their village or city and preached the gospel and they have repented and they've believed in Jesus, but they have no or very little access to the scriptures. So how could they abide in Jesus' word if what he means is to abide in Bible reading? Well, here's what we learn. Remember, this is an ongoing conversation that started back in verse 12, and for John's purposes, started way back in chapter 5. But let's just look at chapter 8. This is where Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." And the Pharisees say, "Your testimony is not true. Your words are not true. Your teaching is not true." And this whole conversation revolves around whether or not Jesus' words, his teaching, is true. This is very important to understand, so pay close attention right here, because Jesus says to some in this crowd that my word finds no place in you. And then later on in the conversation, in verse 43, Jesus says, you can't bear to hear my word. So what is it that finds no place in the Pharisees? It's Jesus' teaching, his words about himself. What word is it that the Pharisees cannot bear? It's Jesus' teaching about himself being the light of the world. So when Jesus says, abide in my word, he's saying that a person who maintains belief or who fully embraces me in the way that I identify myself and continues and perseveres in that belief, lives in that truth, that person is truly my disciple. How has Jesus identified himself throughout this gospel? Well, he said that he is the bread of life, that he is the light of the world, that he is the living water. All of those point to his unique role as the Messiah and the Son of God. And this is the very thing John says in chapter 20, verse 31, these things are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. It's clear why we should love this text and why we should love Jesus, and it's clear how we live this out. Jesus is continually pointing to himself as the one who saves and sustains us. And we are to rest or abide in his work continually with joyful obedience. When you pray today, please remember Rama Bakchung and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Myanmar. And also remember the Marwari LifeWord broadcast that's heard in India and Pakistan.